Your ponytail is immaculate.
Oh, thank you. I haven't washed my hair for 17 days.
That's why.
Skank!
Hey, honey, I'm home. It's time for your pegging.
Has anything ever been so funny to you that you almost skip laughing and you just start crying? Because I'm about there right now.
We're all freaks on the inside.
An acquired taste.
Hey, we're an acquired taste podcast, the podcast for people who have perpetual coffee breath.
I literally just took a Listerine strip.
And I declined one.
Yeah, you did, which is fine, which is totally fine.
My plan is to torture you for the next hour and a half.
I like it.
With like my my Colombian dark roast.
Yeah, we both, I'm Bethany, that's Kathleen.
Hello.
And we just chugged coffee before doing this. It's 3:44 p.m. right now.
The thing about Mondays is that you have to end the day on a high note. Because if you don't, the rest of your week is absolute crap.
Yes. And this Monday was just like, it started out great. I was in a good place. And then I just got stressed. And like around 11:30, everything felt like it was falling apart because I realized that I am leaving for Christmas in a couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But by that point, my driver's license will be
expired. Oh, I hate that.
But my passport is also a year expired because I thought it expired this year, but it actually expired last year. So unless I get my driver's license figured out, I can't travel.
So don't commit any crimes and have to hop the border.
Right. I'm screwed. And also I need to get a vision test before I can get my driver's license renewed. And so I had to find an eye doctor who took my insurance. Took me an hour to figure out who was in our network.
Yep.
And then I had to book an eye doctor who's open within this week because my birthday is the end of the week and that's when everything expires. And then I had to try and find a DMV location that was open. And in New York, I thought you had to make reservations and there weren't any reservations available for this week. So then I was like trying to find out if you could just go to the DMV without a reservation, but the DMV website is not user-friendly. And finally, I was just like, screw it. I'm just going to go to the DMV. So I have to go to the DMV next week.
Wow. Your life is absolute shit. Like, I wouldn't trade places with you right now for...
Was I being overdramatic about my small problems?
Any amount of money would not make me want to be Bethany Watson right now.
I always pride myself on not getting stressed out by the DMV, but it's because I'm so disorganized that, like, I'm... just trying to fit all of this in last minute. This is all my own fault.
I just thought of a really great gig for aspiring comics. Just go to the DMV and try out your new material for people standing online.
Because everyone's in such a foul mood. Yes. So if you can like make those people laugh, you're golden.
Or if you're not in a foul mood, it's very early in the morning because you've gotten out of bed at 3:30 a.m. to be the first one in line at the DMV.
Which is what I'll be doing after my eye appointment.
You need to get that passport taken care of, girl.
The passport's even harder. Can I tell you why?
Yeah, okay.
Because you can't just go and get it taken care of. You have to download all of these different forms and documents and mail it in if you already have one. And so I have to, but I don't have a printer at my house. So I have to like download the forms, save them to a USB stick, go to the FedEx, print them out, go get a picture taken, then mail it in. And then you find out that you've been mailing in the wrong forms. And now it's 10 weeks later and you don't have a pass. I'm screwed. I can't go home for Christmas.
Like I said, your life is absolute shit.
How was your day, Kathleen?
My day was good.
Yeah?
Yeah. You know what? I had a very productive weekend. A few podcasts ago, you and I were talking about how much better you feel when on the weekends you wake up and you wash your face, you brush your teeth, you go outside.
Yeah, for sure.
Be productive. I mean, we all have those weekends where we just lay on the couch the whole time. And every now and then you need those, but I never leave those weekends feeling refreshed.
It's true. Yeah, you feel like garbage.
I just feel lethargic on Monday morning because I didn't move my body at all. So I had a really good weekend. I celebrated Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah.
Thank you. I lit all the candles this week.
So we're done? The eight nights are done?
Eight nights are done.
Okay, gotcha.
Yes. And we ate some latkes with some sour cream.
So good.
Or in my case, sour cream with a side of latkes.
Sour cream is so good. Do you use daisy? What do you use?
A dollop of daisy.
Mm-hmm, got to.
I mean, I walked around the table and anybody was like, oh, can I have some more sour cream? I was like, oh, Do you mean you want a dollop of Daisy?
Here's a dollop. A dollop of Daisy.
It really was a bucket of Daisy.
If you don't, everyone in my family always has sour cream in their fridge at all times.
Oh.
It's the best.
It's a full meal.
It's delicious. I'll dip anything into it.
Protein.
Mm-hmm.
Calcium.
A little fat.
A little bit of fat.
Mm-hmm.
Just a glass of wine, you're ready.
You're great. That's a full, that's a full thing right there. Good. Well, I'm glad you're feeling good.
Thank you.
So we do want to update you guys. So as you know, our friend Sam has been off the podcast for a couple months now.
Mm-hmm.
And Kathleen and I had a meeting with her right before we recorded this. And here's what's going on. Sam is dealing with some personal stuff right now.
Yeah.
Nothing crazy serious. Her family is healthy. She's healthy. No one, you know, there's like, it's not a crisis.
Yes.
At all.
And anybody who listens to this podcast who's been checking in on her on social media, she's been very vocal that she just needs to take some time off for mental health issues. And we fully 100% support that. This is a podcast. We lift you up when you put yourself first.
Yes.
And say, hey, I need to get right in my head before I do anything else.
Yes. So we talked to her today, and all of us with love have decided that for the foreseeable future, the podcast is going to be Kathleen and myself.
Mm-hmm.
Sam is taking a step back, and who knows what the future holds. But right now we're planning on forging ahead with the two of us. So the podcast is going to sound like it's been sounding the last few weeks. And frankly, I think it's been a fun podcast. I like how it sounds with us.
You're okay.
You're fine.
Like,
it's fine.
It'll do.
It'll work.
Like,
I mean, it's not ideal. I know I'm not your ideal partner, Kathleen.
Like, you know how sometimes you don't like your family,
mm-hmm.
but you love your family?
Mm-hmm.
That kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So Bethany and I will, like, kind of make it work, I guess.
So anyway, it's going to be really awkward.
This got awkward.
So we will hear from Sam. She's going to record something or come in and let us know kind of where she's at and what's going on. But just so you guys don't have this hanging over your head of, like, where's Sam, what's going on? We're going to move forward with just the two of us. And we murdered her.
We murdered Sam just a few minutes ago.
Yeah. You'll never find the body.
There's still blood in Bethany's sink, but don't worry.
You'll never find
my father. My is a chemist, and he made us a concoction of bleach and a few other things to
horrifying.
Clean up all the DNA.
That's horrifying. Do your father's a chemist?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yep.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
That's terrifying for me to know.
No, it's not anything I inherited from him. So Bethany, what are you doing for your birthday on Saturday?
Nothing. Let's change the subject.
No.
So
Bethany, what are you doing for your birthday?
I don't really celebrate my birthday.
Can I come over on your birthday?
No. No one's coming over on my birthday.
Let me rephrase that. I'm coming over on your birthday.
Here's what my birthday is going to be. I am going to wake up.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to do nothing for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I might go to the gym.
Okay.
Maybe I will take an aerial class or something, and then I'm going to go to bed early. I'm going to do nothing on my birthday, and I'm excited about it.
I think we should meet at the cocktail bar down the street. And then, listen, just one cocktail,
mm-hmm.
and then I'll send you home. Then you can go to bed. At least then you've lubed up that brain of yours for a deep, restful night of sleep.
If there's anyone that I wanted to spend my birthday with, it would be you, Kathleen. I love you.
Oh, thanks. You're okay.
So
I love you too, Bethany.
So those are my birthday plans. Maybe you and I will hang out, but I don't know. I think I'm just going to not to do anything. I might go to Ariel.
Wear your finest ball gown.
Oh, hell yes.
And give me the shortest list of your 70 closest companions.
Okay, I will. All right, I'll do that. I'll do that for you. So I'm excited. So this episode, we're going to talk a little bit about, we're going to check in with some more people, what their holiday plans, what their goals are.
We've got some holiday voice notes.
Mm-hmm. What else do we have?
We have an email, a hysterical email from our listener, Kim, about the supermarket.
Okay.
We put this thing out on Facebook and Twitter today. What's on your mind?
Mm-hmm.
So we have a couple of notes from listeners about what is on their mind. And then I have a thing that I want to talk to you about.
Okay.
It comes from my husband's job.
Oh, okay.
He was talking to me about how at work they're not addressing emails anymore. Hey, guys.
Ooh, yes.
So
yes.
I want to get into that.
Yes.
I think it's very interesting.
Ooh, I like this. Okay, let's do that.
We want to talk to you about Legacy Box. They take all of your old VHS tapes, all of your old photos, and they digitize everything so your family can have these memories.
This is the best time of year to do this, too, because you're going home for the holidays, probably.
Yes.
You're going to go into your parents' or grandparents' attic or basement, grab all these old VHS tapes that you don't even know what's on them. Maybe those old reel-to-reel that your grandparents have. Digitize them so that you can once again watch them. Send them to your family. You can just email them to your family. You are going to be such a hero.
This may be the only time that you're like, Nana, mm-hmm. I'm glad you didn't throw it away.
Yeah, exactly. I know that this is a hot mess in your basement, but I'm so glad you kept this stuff. I did it. I digitized all of these old videos that my mom had of my grandmother and my grandfather, and both of them have passed. Mm. And so I frankly forgot what my grandma's voice sounded like. And to be able to hear her voice again is, I mean, it's such a gift. And Legacy Box is the place to trust. They are the world's largest, most trusted digitizer of home movies and photos. There are over 450,000 families who have trusted Legacy Box, including my family. They have over a decade of experience, and all of the work they do, all the digitization and all of that stuff, is done by hand right here in the U.S. And they put a barcode on everything, so they scan it every step of the way. So you get emails saying, hey, your reel-to-reels are being, digitized by LB.
Yeah, I mean, these are precious memories, and obviously you don't just send these out willy-nilly.
No.
Legacy Box will take care of you, they will take care of your memories, and they will preserve them forever. I'm kind of crying on the inside right now, Bethany, thinking about forgetting what your grandma's voice sounded like.
I didn't remember her voice until I heard the video, and I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Because it's such a part of your life, and like her memories are such a part of my brain, and that part of my brain was like, oh, I recognize that. Oh, that's grandma. And then all of these memories come flooding back because it's that voice that you heard your whole childhood. You guys, seriously, we're both crying over here.
We're both crying.
Legacy Box is such a gift.
I can't wait to go through all my family's VHS tapes over Christmas.
Yeah.
Spend a little time doing that. And I can't wait to send this out to Legacy Box.
It's so great. Use our code, too, because we have one. Yes. We're going to save you guys money on saving people's memories.
There's never been a better time to digitally preserve your memories. Visit LegacyBox.com today to get started. Plus, for a limited time, they are offering our listeners an exclusive discount. So go to LegacyBox.com/taste, that's T-A-S-T-E, to get 40% off of your first order. Again, go to LegacyBox.com/taste, T-A-S-T-E, and save 40% today. Get started preserving your past.
So what's this thing that your husband is dealing with at work?
So he works for this amazing company, and
what name the company?
I'm not going to say the name of the
company.
Does
it rhyme with Google?
No, it doesn't rhyme with Google.
Does it rhyme with Amazon?
No, it doesn't rhyme with Amazon.
Does it rhyme with Darby Darker?
No.
Does it rhyme with Blargit?
It's a startup here in New York City.
Does it rhyme with Darns and Pogel?
No, it doesn't.
Does it rhyme with Microsoft? I'll go forever. This is my favorite game.
No, but we should patent a company right now named Microsoft, because that is genius.
It's computers for your bike.
He was having this conversation with his boss about ways to address emails.
Yeah.
I do this all the time, and I'm trying to stop myself from doing it. Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Dot, dot, dot.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, comma. And not everybody in that email is a guy.
Yeah. It's one of those words that we've just internalized as meaning everyone. But if you take a step back, you realize, oh, no, it just means guys. And if you don't realize it, as a woman or someone who identifies as a woman, it makes you feel a little bit less of the group.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's just a term that's used such willy-nilly.
Yeah.
I don't even want to say some of the other terms that people use willy-nilly that are actually really offensive.
Well, one thing, I was listening to another podcast, and they right away meant to talk about a man's white tank top that he wears under a shirt.
Yep.
And they immediately called it a wife beater.
Yes.
And then he was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I just called it a wife beater. But how many people were raised knowing that that's what that tank top was called and not even thinking twice about it?
Yep.
There are so many things in our language that we just don't realize, take other people down a peg. And guys is a big one. But what else do you say?
So I came up with a few.
Okay. Okay. Because it feels really weird. If you're in the South, you can say, hey, y'all.
Hey,
I feel
y'all.
Like that's a really nice, easy one.
Yes. Or hey, everybody.
Hey, everybody.
That's someone I've been using a lot lately. Yeah. Or hey, humans.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
But I want to just throw these out there for you to say yay or
nay. And are these written or are these an email? Because I feel like it's different written. I feel like you can get away with more written than yelling to a group of people in person.
This is written, yes.
Okay.
Like email correspondence at work or text message correspondence to friends or whatever.
Okay.
Hey mortals.
Hey mortals. I thought you were going to say morons.
Which is problematic in case you're writing an email to a ghost or a spirit.
And you don't want to assume.
You don't want to assume. Mm-hmm. But that if it's only people who are alive, mm-hmm. hey mortals might be an option.
There's allegedly a man who's been working in the government who's like 150 years old. He's actually an alien.
Well,
this is true.
If he's on your email chain, do not write hey mortals.
Yeah, he's a gray, by the way, if you're wondering what an alien is.
So hey creatures.
Yep.
But does creature have a negative connotation?
It might. It might.
Okay. So
I put it lower on the list.
Nicks on the creatures.
Yeah.
This one I feel is very strong. Hey, Homo sapiens.
No. I'm going to say no to that one. I'm going to say no to that one.
Okay. What about, hey, beings? You're a being.
Yeah. Okay.
Which I feel like could be shortened to beans.
No.
And I think that's really cute. Like, hey, beans.
I think you have to, like, establish that with your group that that's what you call them.
Okay.
It's very, very confusing otherwise.
Hey, flesh wearers.
Okay, no. That sounds filthy.
Everybody wears flesh. Did you?
It's so gross. It's like when people say that we're just sacks of meat. It's so it's off-putting.
It's gross. Hey, anthropoids. And if you don't know what an anthropoid is, it's any shape resembling human form.
So that's really inclusive. That's probably the most inclusive one you have.
And I really think that Ross from Friends would like that one. Hey, group.
I like hey, group. Hey, group.
Hey, group might be the best one on this
list. Yeah.
Or if you're at work, just hey, professionals.
Yeah.
But then you always think of that dick that you work with who's not a professional at all.
So, yeah. So you keep him off the list. Yeah. No, I like those. I like, it is hard. I mean, I think I like hey, everybody.
Look what I just did. That dick.
That dick.
Why?
Oh, gosh.
Why isn't it that vajay?
But then people also call someone who's like a wuss, they call him a pussy.
That's right. Not a nice word either.
Uh-huh. I mean, and not in that connotation.
And I know there are people out there like, why can't everybody just stop being so sensitive about this stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Why can't you just be more creative and not use those words that might possibly offend somebody?
Yeah, I definitely used to think that, like, oh, we're all getting too PC.
Yes.
But then the more people I met who were not like me, mm-hmm. like the more people who weren't white or straight or cisgendered, the more I realized that, like, taking a few seconds extra to change your language makes one group of people feel not marginalized.
Yeah. Can I ask you how you feel about that song that's causing a little bit of controversy right now?
Wait, which song?
Baby, It's Cold Outside.
Okay, so can I say, when I worked at my previous radio station, I wrote a parody song. We'll link the video in our show notes.
Okay.
It was back when I went by the name Lena for my different radio station, and we recorded a video, and it was all about how creepy that song is.
Yeah.
I think it's good that it's being taken off the air. People have hated that song for a long time.
Yeah. A lot of people are bent out of shape, but it's like,
times change.
If you want to listen to it, just open up your iTunes and listen to it there. Like, do you really have to be so outraged that a radio station decided to stop playing that song? Radio stations all over the country, all over the world, decide to stop playing songs every day.
Yeah.
Just songs that aren't performing well anymore. Songs that have too many curse words in them.
That's a good point.
Songs that people are sick of hearing. So if a radio station wants to ban this, I am personally not offended by it, but mm-hmm. I can see how somebody might be offended by it.
And I think that I don't know if I'm offended by it either. I just am like, do we need to keep listening to this? It's a creepy song, and it really is a song about a dude who is putting his thoughts over a woman's protests.
Yeah.
And like, it's just not the kind of song that we need out there right now.
Yeah.
And I know that there are other songs that are also really gross towards women, and I don't think those songs should be played either, but this is the one we're talking about right now. So
yeah,
here it is.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So play it on your iTunes.
Yeah. If you love it, you love it.
If you love it, you love it. If you don't, you don't. But do you really need to have heated arguments with people about whether or not this song should be played? It's kind of like Move On.
I think if it makes a really large group of people uncomfortable, then we should listen to that and figure out why it makes them uncomfortable and like legitimize their feelings.
Quite frankly, I am still upset that all the radio stations everywhere stopped playing Ironic by Alanis Morissette. I think that's a classic that everybody needs to absorb more often. 2,000 spoons when all you need is a knife.
Mm-hmm. Sucks.
It's like meeting the man of your dreams and then meeting
his beautiful wife. I think we should crowdsource new ways to open introductions to large groups of people.
Text messages to your friends, emails to your coworkers. Maybe your job is an announcer for big sporting events.
Yeah.
I've never been to a sporting event, so I don't know what that entails.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know what they say.
I read about sports in books, mm-hmm. but...
I've heard it's fun. but yeah, I've become, I think, hey all. Hey all.
Hey group.
Hey group. Because it's weird when your group, like a large group of people in front of you, it's weird to say like, hey, everybody, yeah. But maybe not once we get used to it.
And I, you know, sometimes people say, hey, ladies and gentlemen,
mm-hmm.
I would avoid that.
I would too, because there are people who find themselves feeling kind of neither one nor the other. So I think if we're going to like do this massive upheaval, let's do one that works for everybody.
Agreed. Let's shake on this, Bethany.
Shake.
Please email us your suggestions to anacquiredtastepodcast@gmail.com. And we will get to them next week. We'll read them.
Yeah, I would like to know. Maybe Muppets. Hey, Muppets. So, Kathleen, my mornings have been thrown off a little bit because I need to reorder my Care of vitamins.
Oh, I thought you were going to say too much morning sex.
No, that's the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
I've gotten so used to waking up in the morning, feeding the cats, obviously, mm-hmm. Telling them they're beautiful, mm-hmm. petting them, picking them up, hugging them, telling them they're all I'll ever need. And then gently crying in the mirror. And then going and taking my Care of vitamins. I pull it right out of the pack in that cupboard that you see. And one per day has my name on it. Everything I need. They're great. I need to get more.
I'm a sucker for anything that has my name on it.
Oh, yeah.
And it just makes me feel really special.
It's that like they know you.
Care of sends me this box with my name on it.
Yeah.
And all these little packets on the inside with my name on it. Yeah. I'm like, these are made just for me.
Like, I know they don't, but I picture someone packaging them all up and being like, here you go, Bethany. And then tapping the box lovingly on the top before they mail it off.
Maybe they give it a little kiss.
I hope so.
Kathleen, I hope you're healthy and happy.
Mm-hmm. Here you go, buddy. And it's super easy to get started because Care of has a fun online quiz that asks you about your diet, your health goals, your lifestyle choices, and it only takes 5 minutes to find out what vitamins and supplements you specifically need. I'm looking at you. I know you waste more than 5 minutes a day. Come on, admit it.
Yeah, on Instagram alone.
Ugh, might as well take a quiz and get healthier.
On Instagram, looking at pictures of healthy people who take their vitamins.
Yes.
I love the Care of app because you can track your progress and earn rewards, and they also remind you to take your vitamins.
Yeah. Plus, if you're like me and you're vegetarian, or if you're vegan, they have supplement options that are available to match your dietary needs, so you don't get the meat vitamin.
I've got a meat vitamin for you. Care of also offers pre and postnatal supplements with accompanying research to help mothers and babies alike stay their healthiest. And they also have these delicious little quick stick powders that you can add to your monthly delivery of vitamins.
They have an immune booster. One of those sticks are like immune boosters.
So helpful for winter.
Great for this time of year. So for 25% off your first month of personalized Care of vitamins, visit takecareof.com and enter the promo code TASTE. Again, to get personalized Care of vitamins, visit takecareof.com and enter promo code TASTE. You're going to get 25% off your first month of Care of vitamins.
Can I tell you what my husband did to me?
Please.
We were doing errands on Saturday morning.
Yeah.
And we stopped off at the ATM.
Yes.
And I'm waiting.
Automatic teller machine.
Yeah. ATM machine.
No. Automatic teller machine.
I knew you were going to freak out.
No.
So I'm waiting in the car. I just pulled over. I have my flashers on because there's no parking spots. So he gets out. He runs across the street. He goes into the little ATM.
Vestibule
booth. And I'm there. I'm like looking at my phone, which you shouldn't do when you're behind the wheel. But
no.
I was pulled over. He jumps in the car and he starts screaming, drive away.
What the hell?
And I was like, dude, oh my God.
Bro.
I'd like to think that I'm a moral person,
uh-huh.
and that I would stop and be like, no, first you tell me what happened. I just drove away.
Did he rob the ATM machine?
That is what I thought. And I'm driving and speeding away. I'm like going through traffic. And I'm like, what happened? What did you do? He farted. And somebody came into the vestibule. He didn't want to be identified by that person.
Was he so ashamed?
He was so ashamed. And we had had like a really very luxurious, rich dinner the night before. Just so gross. Disgusting.
Wait, so this was like your Bonnie and Clyde moment.
Yeah.
Like you were his ride or die. You rode and died.
And we don't have any treasure to show for it. All we just have is a lingering fart in Hoboken, New Jersey.
Did you at least get the cash from the ATM machine?
He did.
Good. That's good. When someone jumps in your car that you know,
yeah.
if you know them and they say drive, 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 you just drive.
You just go.
You don't ask questions. Questions are for later.
Questions are for later.
Now is for driving.
Make sure if you're the driver, you get 50% of whatever they're making you drive away from.
Easily. Now, if it's one of those friends that you don't trust them, I would then don't drive.
No.
But like, Kathleen, if you jumped in my car and said drive, 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 I would drive and I would take evasive maneuvers.
I think that is how you tell if someone is your true friend or not. Mm-hmm. Think about a tough situation. Perhaps you're robbing a bank. Mm-hmm. Perhaps there's an estate sale and there's a beautiful array of coats
from
the 1950s.
Yeah.
And you just swipe all of them.
Yeah. Or like a 1930s bias cut gown.
Oh,
it just drapes.
Would you drive away for that person?
Yeah.
That's how you find out.
Mm-hmm.
Or you do a little test with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Is this person a true friend?
Yeah. I mean, now if I knew they were going to go rob it first, I wouldn't go in with them. But like if you were just like, hey, drive, and I didn't know what was happening, I would trust your intentions enough that I would start to drive.
I would drive for you, Bethany.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. I think that's a team building exercise for your colleagues at work.
Oh.
See who would drive for who. And also a fun game is, why do you think I'm asking you to drive? What have I done? My ex and I used to play that game. Like, I'm in jail. You're my one phone call. What have I done? I think we've played this on the podcast before. It's a really fun game.
I know what I would have done.
What would you, what? That's not the game, but what would you have done?
Accidentally killed somebody.
Yeah? With your car?
Probably.
Yeah.
You would have...
By the way, I also think you would have accidentally killed somebody. So we're on the same page.
I'm trying to think of what you would do. I mean, because you are so sleuthy and you also wear only black.
Mm-hmm.
So you could basically get away with anything. I'm trying to think of the one thing you couldn't get away with. And that would be like murdering people at the short person's convention. You're so tall.
I would love to be at the short person's convention. I could see everywhere.
You're so tall. If you created any mischief at the short person's convention.
No, I have nothing but love for the short person's convention. I think it would be I stole something. I think I like stole something fabulous that I couldn't afford.
You stole the Declaration of Independence.
Yeah, I mean, which it's happened once. We all saw that documentary.
Mm-hmm. One of the finest documentaries ever made.
It's my favorite. And the sequel documentary, National Treasure 2, Book of Secrets. Mm-hmm. I would probably try to steal something amazing from a museum that like I wanted but couldn't have.
Or you would break into a cave that was off limits to the public.
Yes, I would also do that.
Mm-hmm.
Drive, Kathleen.
And I'm hitting the gas.
Thank you. Should we go through and listen to what people's goals are for this holiday season?
Yes.
By the way, so many of you reached out saying how much you loved Dan from Minnesota. We also love Dan from Minnesota.
Who is he?
So Dan, if you're listening, we love you.
Reach out again before the end of the year, Dan, please.
We would love to hear more of your slightly sad, dark, yet funny. Like, it sounds like you're going through something, Dan.
It does.
And we're all here for you.
I mean, I too do not like to wear pants, Dan.
I too like top shelf booze.
And yeah, I mean, who doesn't like top shelf booze?
Yeah. So, all really loved hearing what you had to say.
Do not know what we're talking about. Just go to the podcast before this one.
And by the way, apologies again for the audio quality. Can I tell you what happened before we jump into these notes?
Yes.
Kathleen is a goddamn superstar, because what happened last week
keep going.
It was a long episode, so Kathleen and I split it in two.
Yeah.
And Kathleen was like, I'll edit the first part, Bethany, you edit the second part. So editing requires like putting the phone calls in, and it requires like editing on multiple tracks, like layering things in. And for some reason, my software did something to the audio where it made it crunchy and like pingy and just loud.
Yeah.
And it also just made it sound tinny at the same time. And I didn't realize it was happening. And then I sent it to Kathleen, and hearing mine compared to hers, it sounded so obviously bad. And I don't know what those settings are that happened on my software. Kathleen went through and like, it was 11 o'clock at night, Wednesday night, the day we were supposed to release. And I'm on my couch with my phone crying, actual tears, and Kathleen texting me saying, like, it's okay, we're a team, it's all right, I'll fix it.
We're gonna do it.
And like, she went through and cleaned it up as much as she could because my computer was no longer trustworthy. And
your computer is haunted.
It's something's going on with it. Yeah, it's haunted. And so the audio is still crappy, but it is so much better than it was when I sent it to Kathleen. And it is all my fault, and I don't know what happened, but I'm working on fixing it. But that's why the audio is like weird.
There's so many good YouTube tutorials out there for fixing audio.
Yeah, so I have to figure it out.
There are also great YouTube tutorials for making grilled cheese sandwiches.
So thank you, Kathleen, for like last week and just like being amazing.
And amazing YouTube tutorials for removing toe fungus. Which has really been the thing that I've been into lately.
Did it not actually take until midnight to fix the episode? Or were you just looking at tutorials?
I was just looking at tutorials of how to paint Christmas trees on your nails.
Oh, fun!
Yeah, I know, right?
Fun.
And then also tutorials for how to patch some plaster on the ceiling.
Oh, I can do that for you if you want.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, please come over.
Okay. That's how I'll pay you back. Okay, so let's listen to your goals for this holiday season, starring you.
Hi, my name is Diana from Vermont, and this holiday season I plan to be better about sticking to my diet and fitness and exercise goals rather than completely indulging and diving headfirst into the platter of brownies and cookies. We'll see though.
Aw, Diana, cut yourself some slack.
Yes, I will say this, Diana. You're allowed to have a cookie every now and then.
Yeah.
Do not be harsh on yourself.
No, there's no such thing as bad food.
There's no bad food. Mm-hmm. Brownies and celery alike, food.
Food, they make you happy. One thing that my nutritionist tells me, which I love, is this an item that you can easily get during the rest of the year? If yes, pass it this time.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's one of those macaroon bonbon things that you like dream about and love and it's going to make you so happy.
And they're very expensive.
Or they're hard to find or your aunt only makes them this time of year. Eat them with love. Don't stress out about it.
Mm-hmm.
Just enjoy your food.
You're allowed to enjoy a cookie or a brownie or a candy every now and then.
Yeah.
Don't be hard on
yourself.
And
if you have two, don't be hard on your... I'm going to have 7 like in one sitting.
Well, I'm going to have 10.
You're going to have 11.
I'm going to have 25.
I'm going to go to your house. I'm going to eat all of yours. I'm going to steal your husband and make love to him.
I'm
going to
siphon out your stomach and then eat everything you ate.
You win.
Did I just cross the line?
Got so dark.
While you're making love to my husband. Now we know why I went to jail. All right. Let's play the next one.
Next one.
Hi, friends. This is Rebecca from Virginia. So you know how we all get those nice holiday cards where everyone's life looks perfect and beautiful? Well, this holiday season, I'm going to create a funny, tacky Christmas card that celebrates being single, living on my own, and just kind of a spoof of perfection that we always are seeing around us. I'll let you know what I come up with.
I love that.
Bethany, you're doing the same thing this holiday season, right?
I am. Just took the photo the other night.
Mm-hmm.
I am not going to show it to you yet, but I'll post it when all the cards go out.
Are you actually in any of the photos?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Because I saw like the first rough draft and there were only other creatures.
Mm-mm. There's one main photo that I'm in.
Okay.
But that's such a good idea. And we would love, if you are sending them out, we would love one. Send it to an Acquired Taste podcast, P.O. Box 1717, Hoboken, New Jersey, 07030. We would love to see your Christmas card.
Hey,
do it yourself.
We should do an electronic Christmas card.
We should.
So you know what? Go to our website, anacquiredtastepodcast.com. Sign up for our newsletter. The button is right there on the homepage. And perhaps maybe Bethany and I will send out an electronic Christmas card.
Yeah.
On the stroke of midnight.
Ooh.
On Christmas morning.
Yeah, because last year, boy, did we have a hard time with those Christmas cards.
Santa.
Oh, man.
Coming down your chimney.
Yeah.
Us coming down your inbox.
Yeah.
That sounds dirty.
No, it sounds great. All right, who's the next one?
Hey, this is Nyan from Pennsylvania. And for the holidays this year, I'm going to truly consider what to do to better my mental and physical health and consider maybe opening up to people more.
Oh,
that's very sweet.
That sounds really, they've been hurt.
I also really love that name, Nyan.
It's a really nice name. Yeah, I hope that for you. If that's something that you want, Nyan, I hope that that is a thing you're able to do.
And that's a great, or rather, it's a great time of year to sort of reset your goals, recalibrate your mental state. state of being, your physical state of being, just, you know, set the bar at zero.
Yeah, set the bar real low.
Real low, so you don't disappoint yourself.
Yeah, yes. I plan on keeping my heart locked.
Oh.
Real tight. Well, so if someone tries to get in, it's like a, you know, like in Ocean's 11 or 8 or any of them where they have like laser grids and
the
you have
ladies
to dance
Oceans.
Through. Yeah. Any one of them where you just have to like dance through the grid of lasers.
I've never seen any of those movies.
Oh, they're good. Yeah, I love a heist.
The one that just came out with like all those very powerful female actresses. Yeah. Sandra Bullock, Mindy Kaling, yeah. Kate Blanchett.
In her suits.
That one is on my list. I heard that it was just kind of.
I heard it was fun. I heard it was good.
Sometimes I just like movies that take my mind off of life.
I love a group heist. God, I want to be in a group heist.
Me too.
Can we just get a heist together, please?
Like, we need to form a group of people where everybody has a different skill.
Yeah, what's your skill, Kathleen?
My skill is probably digital.
Yes. You're like, going to be the Ben from National Treasure where you sit in the van and we're like, you're like, okay, we're in. And we're like, we can see you. And you're like... I don't have eyes. Everything's shut down.
I'm like, move to the left.
I'm blind.
Now go on Twitter and tweet that you're at the carnival so mm-hmm. people don't think that you're actually in the museum trying mm-hmm. to steal the jewels.
Exactly. Instagram.
You would be anything that was tall, hot, very high to reach.
I'm the one who reaches the things on the high shelves.
You're the one who reaches the high valuables.
I have the most boring job in this heist.
You could also go to the gala to, you know, divert attention mm-hmm. away while all of the rest of us are underneath.
I want to be underneath.
The building.
No, I want to be doing
stealing
it.
Stealing the treasure.
No.
But you're also so tall that you could put on a coat. And there's a lot of pockets inside your coat.
I want to be doing the heist, though, I said.
No, you're very tall and you're very
but
beautiful.
My height
and people will look at you instead of us stealing the treasure.
I want to also steal the treasure, though.
Do you think we could put out an ad on Craigslist for people who want to participate in a heist?
Yes.
This could be the new, what's that thing that you sign up to solve the puzzle when you're locked in a room?
Escape the room. Yeah.
This could be the new version of that, the heist.
I'm going to put out some... Do you think I'll get arrested if I put something on Craigslist for wanting to start a heist?
Honey, I've seen the things that they put on Craigslist and nobody's gotten arrested.
Okay.
One time I tried to sell my dirty sneakers on Craigslist for money.
I remember that. Did you do it?
It was a low point in my life. No, they never got sold.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
The thing about selling footwear... Because there's a lot of foot porn.
A lot.
On Craigslist. Is that there are rules that you have to follow so you don't get flagged as like overt foot porn?
Oh.
You can put your foot in the shoe and then you can pull it out ever so slightly so just this little bit of foot cleavage is showing.
God.
But you can't show your toes or else you're going to be flagged.
Yeah, people love toe cleavage.
Yes.
I have posted pictures like of my feet for various reasons on Instagram before, unknowingly, that people are like into the toe cleavage.
Yes.
If you go to wikifeet.com, it's a dark place.
What?
Yes.
Wiki feet?
They take pictures of celebrities' feet, and I use the term celebrity very loosely, and they rate your feet. And I'm on it, and that's why I use the term celebrity loosely. I'm on it, and when I last checked, I had 3 pictures up, and I was talking to some friends about it. There's like 40-some pictures of my feet up on this damn website.
Are you kidding me?
And it is creepy as hell. It is so creepy.
I've got a claw toe situation like going on. Like some of my toes are like curled over.
Mm-hmm.
They're not attractive.
They might really like that. And I'm not trying to shame people who have foot fetishes. It's just creepy when your feet are being used without your permission for foot fetish websites.
I heard Miley Cyrus talking recently about a website out there that shows how smart you are based on what your feet look like.
I don't feel like that's a direct correlation.
In which case, my claw toes pick up lots of information.
So I'm on Craigslist. I cannot find, would it be for sale? It's not for sale. It's like community.
Or like jobs.
Jobs. Heist. Maybe it's under etc. and miscellaneous.
If anybody out there has ever been asked to join a heist group, can you just let us know?
Yeah.
How to dot our I's and cross our T's.
Yeah, or if you have like 2 open spaces for a heist, for like a computer expert and someone who's really good at reaching things on shelves, mm-hmm. apparently is all I'm good for.
I can also tap dance on command.
Okay, who tap dances without command?
Touché.
All right, what's the next note?
This next one is from Lauren, and instead of a voice note, she sent us a video mm-hmm. note, and damn, she's so pretty.
Lauren,
Knock it off.
Hi, this is Lauren from Lincoln Park, New Jersey, but more recently, Denver, Colorado. And this holiday season, I vow not to get stressed out by lots of obligations, mostly because I don't have any friends or family here. But yay for the perks of moving across the country.
Oh, I've said it once and I'll say it again. The best Christmas I ever had was spent in Hawaii with basically nobody.
But isn't a part of you like a little lonely and sad?
Nope.
No?
A little.
I mean.
Yeah, I miss my mom.
Yeah. Oh, Lauren, I hope. But Lauren, I think Lauren's married.
She is, yeah. So
she has her wife, I think.
Yeah.
Okay. If you guys could hear all the things we just edited out of the podcast.
Oh.
We just think Lauren is so pretty.
Stop it.
We looked her up on Facebook. She's married, unfortunately. Because Bethany's on the market.
I'm also straight, so that's a problem.
We were having this sort of interesting conversation last week. Bethany and I went out for drinks with a friend who's she's a woman who's a lesbian.
Yeah.
And we were asking her about straight women who sometimes hook up with gay women because they just want to see.
Were we talking? Was I in this conversation?
You and I were having this conversation, and our friend told us that basically all of the relationships that she had until she met her wife were straight women who were bi curious,
yeah,
or just wanted to see what it was like, or bored.
It just seems so unfair. It seems so unfair to the woman who is gay,
yeah,
to be like, I don't know, maybe, and like, what happens if everyone gets their heart broken?
You're just stringing this person along who's giving you their heart, and it's not cool.
Unless like all parties are aware of what it is.
Yes.
Like, hey, I know that you're just curious.
Like a friends with benefit type situation.
And like, if you're not into it, then then I also know that. But if you're just like, I want to date a woman, and then this woman comes, and then you're like, oh, never mind. Seems unfair.
Think of somebody's heart. Such a tender organ inside the body.
Yeah.
Be mindful with
it. Be mindful with that heart.
I'm going to find you a boyfriend this year,
Bethany. I don't want one.
I'm going to find you one.
Please don't. I feel like you have a lot of other things that you should be doing with your time. And
like making Match.com profiles for you.
Listen, if you can get Ira Glass to go on a date with me, that is all I need. I'm just trying to start that liaison with Ira Glass, but I know some people who know him, and he is hard to get a hold of, they say.
We're going
to
make it happen.
With Ira, yes, that's fine.
Let us tell you about HelloFresh.
Let us.
It's very fresh.
And you know what? Hello. It's very fresh.
HelloFresh is a meal kit delivery service that shops, plans, and delivers step-by-step recipes and pre-measured ingredients to your doorstep so you can just cook, eat, and enjoy.
Yep, and they have three plans to choose from: classic, veggie, and family.
Each box is made up of fresh, responsibly obtained ingredients from carefully selected farms and high-rated trusted sources.
Yeah, and the nice thing too is that you can feel confident when you're cooking with HelloFresh because of the simple recipes that are outlined on pictured step-by-step instruction cards. Because if you're dumb like me, you're like, I don't know what to do. Or you're like, here's a picture, dummy.
Or if you're lazy like me, there's the 20-minute meal on the classic menu when you really don't have much more time than that.
Oh yeah, the last one I made was actually one of those 20-minute meals. It was the chili loaded sweet potatoes. Oh, so good.
I just had the apricot balsamic glazed pork tenderloin.
Ooh, girl.
Oh, man. And let me tell you, that ginger rice that it comes with, heavenly.
I love a ginger rice.
It's the bomb.com.
You know, I'm always saying that, how much I love a ginger rice. You're like, Bethany, stop saying it. And I'm like, I won't. I love a ginger rice. And the best thing about it, you're not going to spend all night in the kitchen because recipes only take around 30 minutes, or if you're lazy like Kathleen, 20.
Nights are meant for binge watching, not for cooking, but also eating deliciously. Spend less time meal planning and grocery shopping each week and get that time back to do more of what you love. What do you love, Bethany?
Talking about ginger rice.
I love eating delicious food.
Mm-hmm.
But not having to work for it.
Mm-mm.
That's why I love HelloFresh.
Mm-hmm. Get delicious, filling meals delivered right to your door every week for less than $10 per serving and free shipping. So here's how you're going to do it. For a total of $60 off, that's $20 off your first three boxes, visit HelloFresh.com/taste60 and then enter the code TASTE60. So again, go to HelloFresh.com/taste60 and then when you hit checkout, enter TASTE60. That's going to give you a total of $60 off. That's $20 off your first three boxes.
It's like receiving six meals for free. Who doesn't love free meals?
I love free meals. You know what else I love?
Ginger rice. Okay, we've got this wild email.
I love that we hear so much from all of you and that we're like able to engage with it because you guys are funnier than we are.
A lot funnier.
So it makes our job so much easier. This is from Kim. She was talking about the conversation about being stuck last week, which is maybe one of my favorite conversations we've ever had.
So this email is about how Kim, she's sort of stuck in that supermom mentality.
Okay.
She writes, "This is the quest of a mom trying to pick up a simple rotisserie chicken."
Okay.
Enjoy.
Okay.
Should we get some theme music?
Oh, yeah.
As I was scurrying home from work last night, I decided to stop at the grocery store and pick up a rotisserie chicken to make cream chicken on biscuits.
Ooh.
Is this a Midwestern thing?
It sounds delicious.
Yes. I don't know what this is.
It sounds delicious. I mean, I mean, I can't say it's a staple, but like, it sounds like something, yes, that we would do.
Okay, got it. Because I've never heard of it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know.
East Coaster. My plan was in place. I would dart straight to the back of the store through the checkout lanes, bypassing the fruit and vegetable tour that all grocery stores have to encourage spending. The rotisseries tend to go fast, so my strategy was to walk fast down aisle 6, take a sharp turn right, grab and go. I was ready. I swiftly walked down aisle 6, weaving in and out of carts and screaming children and people on cell phones verifying shopping lists. I made my way to the end of the aisle and took a sharp turn right to grab the start of my son's favorite dish. And the chickens were gone. I peer behind the meat counter and see a man taking a freshly cooked Cornish hen out of the rotisserie and packaging them. I decided to grab a couple of other items while I waited for the poultry to be placed on the heated shelf.
No, she shouldn't have left.
I pick up the soup mix and slowly walk back to the meat tishin. That's mortician for meat.
Okay.
I'm using that from now on.
Meat-tician. The meat-tician.
Or instead of the butcher, the meat-tician. I was anxious for the meat-tician to get the delicious little hens to the heated shelf. Mm-hmm. Still busy, I decided to grab the biscuits that I needed for the recipe. I return to the spot where my main ingredient should be waiting. Still nothing. Mm-hmm. I stand and wait, and then I see it. A woman with a small child was talking to the meat-tician. He handed her a package of cooked chicken. Wait. What? This is not how complacent Midwesterners do it.
No, we wait politely, though.
So I pop up next to the lady and say, "I'll have one of those too, sir."
Yes.
The nice meat-tician handed me the delightful little chicken. I thanked him and bid farewell. Then I hear the mom and the child talking about going home. That's when the competitor in me sparked a fire. I was going to beat this lady and her kid out of the store.
What the f***?
I could hear her talking the next aisle over. She has a super loud mom voice that lets everybody know how great of a mom she is. I started speed walking down aisle 5 and I still hear her talking about the Polar Bear Express that they were going to watch later that night.
Ugh. It's a creepy movie starring Tom Hanks that straddles the uncanny valley to a frightening extent, and it really just is a nightmare fuel kind of movie.
I refocused at the task on hand.
Which is, just to clarify, having a competition with a woman who doesn't know that you're competing with her.
I round out of aisle 5 at the front of the store and the supermom skims my leg with her cart coming out of aisle 6 just ahead of me.
That bitch.
I'm heading for the express lane. She weaves her car through bystanders and lands right in front of me in the express lane.
No!
I decided to jump to the next lane over, which seemed to be moving pretty quickly. I thought to myself, I've got to beat this bitch.
Oh no. Oh no.
Meanwhile, the guy ahead of me with 8 items decides he's going to donate an extra $1 to the Toys for Tots drive. No!
It takes too long!
Just fill out the damn card already. Use your initials. You don't have to spell your name correctly. Come
on. No one checks.
I'm going to get out of this store first. I only have 6 items and she has 10, and I know this because in her super mom voice, she has counted the items with her now screaming daughter about 7 times.
She knows. You got this. Come on.
I finally check out and head for the door, and I see super mom with her daughter getting into their minivan. And I think at least I can beat her home. I jump into my vehicle. I have no idea where Supermom lives. I follow her out of the parking lot, going in the same direction as my house. She immediately turns on her blinker and proceeds to drive 2 blocks with it on.
Ugh.
After all, this is what a Supermom would do to teach her 5-year-old child the rules of the road.
Just turn it on or turn it off. Make a choice.
She eventually turns it off and I keep going and I turn at the next block. As I turn the corner, I realize that I too was once a Supermom and could remember assertively getting out of stores before people learned that I didn't possess all the superpowers that my kids thought I had. Oh, that's actually kind of sweet at the end.
Oh, wait, I don't understand it. What's the moral of the story?
The moral of the story is that she was having a competition with this woman who didn't know that she was in a competition.
Yeah.
And at the end, she's just like, you know what? We're all moms and we're just trying to get through our day.
Oh, that's so nice. Wait, but who won?
Bethany, we all won.
No, but I really want to know.
It's a heartwarming story about rotisserie chickens.
But they don't. I feel like I don't feel satisfied with the ending.
I can relate to this because every time I see somebody obviously trying to get an Instapic, you know, yeah. like you're walking down the street and somebody's very beautiful flowers in front of their house.
Yeah.
I just want to run up, take a pic, post it, be like, haha, I'm going to get more likes and run away.
My sister did this thing once where she was at a restaurant. She saw a girl clearly taking a picture for Instagram because she was at like a very Instagrammable restaurant.
Yeah.
And so my sister.
It's the only reason anybody goes out to eat these days.
Right. So my sister started looking at all of the pictures on Instagram that were tagged at this restaurant until she found the one that the girl took.
No.
And the picture was amazing, but she was like, she was basically stalking Instagram to try and see the resulting photo of this. It had been like this massive photo shoot. And then she took a very similar photo and it was epic. It was wonderful.
Did she get more likes?
No,
that
I don't think she did. I know, but it is really funny to see like what people like to see the results of people's Instagram obsession. And like, this is the photo that was taken. One of my favorite things, because we live in, you know, New York, New Jersey, there's a lot of really famous locations everywhere.
Absolutely.
I love it when I walk by one woman taking a picture of another woman. Like, I just feel like it's, you know, girlfriends taking pictures for each other. Guys too, but I see it less often.
You know, if you ask your girlfriend to take a picture of you, she's gonna get you at that right angle.
Yep. And it's just, it's like just the being supportive, and everyone looks dumb mm-hmm. taking a photo for Instagram, because either like you're grinning like a moron or you're trying to act like you're not looking at the camera. So you're doing like the I'm looking down while walking thing, which I am totally guilty of because it's a great picture.
Yes.
But you look really dumb in the moment taking it.
Yeah. But then when your eyelashes look so luxurious so and long when you're good. Looking down.
Yeah.
Or somebody's holding the phone above you like aerial shot.
So good.
Just so you look so skinny.
I have to post a picture that my
edit. I don't like the word skinny.
We'll take that out.
You know what? You can leave it in.
Really?
I don't like the word skinny.
Okay.
Leave this in.
Okay.
Bye, skinny.
Bye, skinny. Healthy. Be
Sorry.
Healthy.
Sorry, where were we?
My girlfriend, I'll post the picture on Instagram. My girlfriend, Miran, took a picture of me when we were out having dinner one time. And I was like drinking coffee and she said, stop. Your eyelashes look amazing. And then she grabbed my phone and took a bunch of pictures. So it looks like I'm drinking coffee, but I'm absolutely pretending to drink coffee because like the cup is just the perfect angle. Like, those are friends.
That's
the friends
that's
who
a good
like
friend.
Yeah, take your Instagram photos for you. Never underestimate the power of a good Instagram friend.
Earlier today, Bethany and I were prepping for this podcast and we were drinking coffee from Bethany's delightful Santa mugs.
They're so corny, I love them.
And she said to me, I want to take a picture, but you have to brush your hair first. That's a good friend. I mean, you weren't wrong. I had a rat's nest on top of my head.
Here's the thing. You have this beautiful, long, Blake Lively hair, and you have the perfect ponytail, which is just messy enough to look effortless, but it's like stunning. But you're the top of your head was like, because you've just been like, you'd been rubbing your head, I don't know, wearing a hat or something. So no. It was just kind of like everywhere.
I haven't washed my hair in a really long time. It was a little bit obvious.
I knew that you wouldn't be happy with it.
I just wish the tips would match the roots sometimes, you know, in terms of glamour.
Yeah, you're fine.
That's what dry shampoo is for.
I love it. God bless the dry shampoo. Those are friends. We love friends. Never never take those for granted.
Not all the friends.
Sometimes you gotta.
Only the ones that will drive you away when you rob a bank.
Yes.
Or fart in a bank.
Get in the car! Third love, wearing mine right now.
I'm actually wearing mine right now too.
Your third love bra?
It's because I wear it every day.
It's the best bra ever. I have to finally wash mine. I don't want to wash it because it's the only bra I wear. So then I have to figure something out.
Me too.
For the other day.
Oh my! Like really, honestly and truly.
Yeah, which means I just have to get more because you're not supposed to wear the same bra every single day. But it's now that I've worn third love bras, all of my other bras feel so uncomfortable.
They do. They just feel tight mm-hmm. and they pinch me. And I'm like, I just wish I was wearing my third love bra.
Yeah, you realize that you deserve better. And why would you go back?
Third Love is the industry leader when it comes to bras. They have 70 sizes, and that includes half cups too. Where else can you get half cups? I don't know.
Nowhere. They use millions of real women's measurements and design their bras with breast size and breast shape in mind for an impeccable fit and an incredible feel.
You know what? The quiz that they give you can be kind of fun.
Yeah.
Speaking of significant others.
Yes.
If you're sitting next to yours, go to thirdlove.com right now.
Hey, let's take a breast shape quiz.
Open it up and show them all the different breast shapes and let them pick what they think your breasts look like.
It's a fun game for the holidays too, for like your mom.
Yeah, or your grandma.
Mm-hmm. Hey grandma, let's find your breast shape.
I take that back.
They have cups from A through H, bands up to 48, and tagless labels. No itching, straps that aren't going to slip, ultra soft smoothing fabrics, lightweight, super thin memory foam cups. It's like someone took a really soft piece of fabric and just sort of gently wrapped it around you, and it's a bra.
Just feels so good. Mm-hmm. Third Love's team of expert fit stylists are dedicated to helping you find your perfect fit. If you don't love their product, returns and exchanges are free and easy. My friend Megan just told me about this amazing experience that she had returning a Third Love bra that was just not right for her.
Wrong breast shape.
And she found the right bra using the fit stylists, and she said it was an amazing experience. They have great customer service.
Third Love knows that there's a perfect bra for everyone. So right now they're offering you 15% off your first order. Go to thirdlove.com/taste now to find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off your first purchase. Again, that's thirdlove.com/taste to get 15% off today. Who are you texting right now? Why are you texting during the... Get your phone off the thing.
I'm sorry. My sister-in-law just posted this thing on her Facebook, and she wrote, I will never in my life understand people who talk on their cell phones in work bathroom stalls. No one can convince me this is okay.
Yes. Agreed. Can't they hear you?
No, I actually just today, I took a meeting in the stall.
Why? They can hear you.
No, I put it on mute. Luckily, I was on the phone with somebody who just talks a lot and doesn't stop.
Okay.
It's easier when it's a group, but it was just me and this one other person.
That I can understand, but like some people like talk to their kids or their parents or, you know, loved ones. You can hear the echo. You can hear what's happening. I always flush the toilet when that happens, so then the other person knows for a fact that they're in a bathroom.
Time is precious, and you have to make the most of every minute. I talk in the office, in the toilet all the time.
Don't they? But like to other people too?
Yeah.
But don't you think they can hear you?
No, I mute it when I'm doing anything that makes noise.
But what if they finish their conversation, their comment... like as you're about to flush,
you have to be ready to stop doing what you're doing and then hit the unmute button to talk and finish your thought. And then you end with a question. So they have to answer you with something lengthy, and then you can keep going about your business.
So there's a strategy to like, oh, and then what did you think about yesterday's TPS reports?
Exactly.
Flush.
Yes.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. Mm-hmm. All right. So Kathleen, before we, wrap it up, what did you post on Facebook today?
You know, it's Monday. I just wanted to know what was on people's minds, and should we read some of the ones that we got from Facebook?
Yes, because y'all are messed up, and I love hearing what's on your messed up brains.
I'm the captain of the messed up team.
Michelle said, I'm trying to adult by figuring out how to declutter and organize my bedroom, but all I really want to do is build a haunted house on The Sims today.
No.
That sounds fun.
I haven't played The Sims in forever.
Same.
Nadina said, due to snow in Virginia, I have a work from home day, so I'm trying to figure out how I can be productive with 4 cats, a dog, and a snow day. I don't think it's doable.
No, it's not going to happen. By the way, everyone getting all that snow, please, please be safe.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
I know. My friend who was in Charlotte got hit hard.
Stephanie said, happy hell week to everyone in school. Semester end is near. We got this.
That's right.
Oh, that's right.
So if you're in college or if you're in grad school, you're in law school, anything having to do with finals, good luck this week.
Wow.
Drink your coffee.
Yeah.
Get your rest.
Yeah, if you can.
I remember my freshman year of college, I did so poorly my first semester. I was done with school before December 1st.
Oh.
Because it didn't make any sense for me to take my finals because I was already failing everything.
Oh, no.
So why study and take these finals? It wasn't going to help my grade.
Wait, so did you just not get that first semester credit for anything?
Do you think my mom is listening to this?
No.
I got some credit. Not all the credit that they paid for, though.
Oh, God.
Dev said, I started a new position today. Yay. Congrats,
Yay.
Dev. A step up in the career ladder, and I'm fighting off feeling like an imposter. So I think I earned this. I will learn and I will succeed.
Yeah, you're not an imposter. You
know
got
what?
It for a reason.
Some of the best advice I give to my interns, fake it till you make it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Got to. Brett said, how can I take over the world with happiness and success? Projects are in motion. That's awesome.
And this one I'm feeling kind of hard, because this was sort of my situation over the weekend. Anne wrote to us, I'm thinking about how much of a bitch I was to my husband, and I need to be nicer.
Yeah.
Listen, everybody out there with the significant other, it's a busy time of year. You're always preoccupied with getting work done or getting presents wrapped, mm-hmm. and dishes cooked, cookies baked. Let your significant other know that they are number one.
Yeah, and like, prove it.
Take a night.
Yeah.
Write a nice note.
Yeah.
Wear something sexy.
Yeah, yeah, like a tinfoil hat or like a, some sort of saran wrap coat or like some type of, you know, belted pant.
Sexy, like, but also protect yourself from the aliens.
Yeah, like some type of burlap shirt or like some type of boot with a like with a lot of laces wrapped around the ankle or like, you know, like some sort of, you know, fingerless glove.
Did you say saran wrap coat?
Should we do what we learned this week?
Yes.
Okay. Can I go first? Because I'm really excited.
Go ahead.
No, that sounded bitchy. You go first.
No, no, no. You can go first.
Are you sure?
Ladies first.
Okay. Okay. I'm well, then
creature.
You should go. So this week, I love painting my nails, but I hate painting my nails because my nails are really weak. And so the nail polish just chips right off.
Okay.
Within a day. Like, it doesn't last.
I mean, your nails look beautiful.
This is what I discovered. Is and that this is not a partner.
Essie Chinchilly?
No, I don't use Essie.
Because they test on
animals. They test on animals.
Gotcha.
So Wet n Wild has this new line of nail polish. It's like gel nail polish, but you don't have to use a light to set it.
Yes.
And it's like $5, which is cheaper than most nail polish anyway.
Very affordable.
Wet n Wild doesn't test on animals. They've never tested on animals. Like, huh. And it's so inexpensive. But this is the first nail polish I've ever tried that does not chip. And again, this isn't an ad. They're not a partner. I'm not getting paid for this. It's just freaking amazing. And it's the only one I've ever found that works.
I mean, the color is great. It's sort of this gray, purple, it's neutral.
It's Wet n Wild One Step Wonder Gel. And I bought it at Walgreens.
$5.
$5.
It's a bargain.
Yeah, they're great. So Wet n Wild, if you don't want to spend a lot of money on makeup and you are against animal cruelty, then Wet n Wild is your answer. They should advertise with us, but they don't. But
hey, yeah, Wet n Wild, get in touch.
What's up? What about you, Kathleen? What'd you learn this week?
So speaking of animals, mine is about cat feet.
Oh.
Do you know a cat's back paws only have 4 toes? You know how the front has 5 toes? Like if you ever clip your cat's nails.
Yeah.
You have to clip 5 nails on each paw.
I think so. Wait.
The back paw only has 4 nails.
Hold on. Let me grab a cat.
Cats only have 18 toes.
Why?
The person in the sky who makes all the animals, that's how they made them.
Okay, hold on. I have a Loki in my arms.
Bethany is holding her cat over her shoulder right now, and now she's moving the cat to her lap, and we're checking the front paw.
1, 2, 3, 4, and then the little dew claw.
Yeah.
5.
The little bonus thumb claw thing.
How many do you have on your back, buddy?
All right, let's look at it.
1, 2, 3. 4.
And you've been a cat owner many times before.
My whole life. I didn't know you only had 18, buddy.
I know. Isn't that incredible?
Do you want to say something to the people?
Nope. He's a man of few words. Yeah, cats only have 18 toes.
Well, you learn something new every week.
Counting toes. Just count your toes.
Counting toes.
Count your toes. Count your blessings.
Thank you so much for listening this week. First of all, this is your weekly reminder to take a deep breath. Follow us on the social media. I'm Radio Bethany on Twitter. I'm Ms. Bethany Watson on everything else. I put a lot of cat pictures up there.
I am Webgirl Kathleen on everything.
And then follow us on Twitter at Acquired Podcast.
On Instagram, Acquired Taste Podcast.
Facebook.com/Acquired Taste Podcast.
Or you can email us if you would like to share your thoughts or videos or, you know, sweet notes. And AcquiredTastePodcast@gmail.com.
Our P.O. Box, if that serves you, is an Acquired Taste Podcast. P.O. Box 1717, Hoboken, New Jersey, 07030.
And if you're listening to this and you're in front of a computer right now, please open up your iTunes account and please, please, please rate, subscribe, review.
Yes, it helps us more than you know. Like if you want to help the podcast in any way, that's the biggest way you can help us is by rating, reviewing, subscribing, telling your friends, because it pushes us up the ranks and then they help us find more people.
It is my Christmas Kwanzaa wish to be in the top 200.
Yes, I know. Same. I just want people to like and enjoy.
And not because I want to be able to brag to my friends, even though I kind of do, that we're in the top 200. I want to welcome more people into our taste bud community.
Yeah, really. We're more and more and more as this podcast evolves and you guys come with us on this journey. We want it to really be about all of you and like all of the weird things in this world and how like we all fit in because none of us fit in. And we want to bring more people into our cult.
Aw, you had a baby this year. You cured cancer this year. Well, guess what? My podcast was in the top 200. Take that. I don't care what you did this year.
Oh, you had a baby this year.
Thanks for listening.
We love you.